This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 21st of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying mild weather, perfect for a night stroll. Jerusalem remains calm under clear skies. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, 4 hours ago, Israel faces a dilemma in Lebanon as tensions with Hezbollah persist despite a Trump-imposed ceasefire. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports from 5 hours ago that Israel's cabinet aligns with Trump yet waits for a chance to respond to Iran. Also this hour, the foreword, 4 hours ago, highlights the growing number of soldiers' graves shaping this year's Memorial Day in Tel Aviv. Separately, Israel Hayom reported 40 minutes ago that Hamas is buying time, consulting on proposed mediations and delaying their response. And finally, from JTA 9 hours ago, Trump denies Israel led him to war with Iran ahead of new ceasefire talks. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ian Ellis Jones reports just minutes ago that the U.S. is positioning 3 carrier strike groups in the Middle East. Jason M. Brodsky writes that Iran is stalling due to pressure from the Revolutionary Guards. Middle East 24 shares that Egyptian forecasts suggest fuel prices will remain high despite the conflict's end. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation in Lebanon, Ynet reports that the ceasefire has left Israel in a precarious position. While the public desires a definitive action against Hezbollah, the Israeli Defense Forces hesitate, seeking a balance. The implications for regional stability remain uncertain. Turning to Israel's political alignment with the U.S., Israel Hayom Hebrew highlights how the cabinet aims to avoid discord with President Trump. However, they await a strategic moment to address Iran. This reflects the delicate balance Israel maintains in international diplomacy. Meanwhile, the forward's report on Memorial Day underscores the personal toll of conflict. With new graves added, the solemn ceremonies take on a deeper meaning for many families. This highlights the ongoing human cost of regional tensions. In a related development, Hamas's delay in responding to mediators, as covered by Israel Hayom, suggests internal disagreements. The terrorist group weighs its options amid ongoing negotiations. This delay could affect the pace and outcome of peace talks. Finally, JTA's report on Trump's stance ahead of ceasefire discussions sheds light on the U.S. administration's narrative. Trump distances himself from claims that Israel influenced the move against Iran. This position may impact future U.S.-Israel relations. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports from earlier this week that Anthropic's advancements challenge Israeli cyber investment strategies, questioning its status as a top-tier investment. Separately, Globes reveals Israel's fiscal deficit narrowed sharply in March, aided by tax revenues from the Google Wiz deal, despite ongoing conflict. And finally, Walla Business highlights a rebound in the job market 6 months post-war, with companies actively recruiting, though challenges in worker availability persist. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.